You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, and we're on. We've got a special guest today. We've got Tomer Elbagon. He is calling from New York. He works. He's the one of Israel's leading investment banks. They focus on private placements and public offerings of debt and equity through the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange. We're going to talk about the advantages of Israelis investing in U.S. real estate and U.S. people investing in Israeli real estate. Tomer, are you out there?
I am.
Hey, how bad did I butcher your last name, man?
It was pretty close. Pretty close. Good enough.
Help me out. Say it the better way so I can say it better later on.
Tomer Elbagon.
Okay, Tomer, thank you so much for helping me out, and thank you for joining us today. Tell me a little bit about what Rosario Capital is and what you're looking to do, and just roll it out there, and then we can go to some questions.
Sounds good. So we are one of Israel's leading investment banks. We were founded 14 years ago. Today we are part of the Mizrahi Group, which is the third largest bank in Israel. And we offer our clients several services. The core business is capital raises through the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange, as well as private placement. We mainly serve real estate companies, but also do some TMT, financial services, and healthcare.
Well, like you, I got my start in the national accounting universe as well. So congratulations on breaking into the real game, real estate game. Now, let's say I'm U.S.-based person. I own some real estate. I'm looking for some favorable financing. Is Israel a place to look for that?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And there's two ways where we could be helpful to anyone with a significant size of real estate portfolio. We could potentially raise capital through the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange in a public offering of debt or equity. And we could potentially also bring money, LP money, from the Israeli institutions.
Well, great. Well, then that means I did tout it correctly. It's about the capital going both ways. And it seems to me like that's something that's going to be increasing, because I think that there's a lot of Israeli expats that live in the United States. There's a lot of U.S. expats that live in Israel. I don't want to go so far as to say that Israel should be the 51st state. I don't think that's happening anytime soon. But I do think that Israel's always been a very dependable trading partner and defense partner. And so the stability in Israel is something that must seem attractive to U.S. investors.
It must be. It definitely must be.
So,
we definitely see a lot of U.S. investors going to Israel, looking for different development opportunities and different opportunities to acquire yielding assets as well.
Yeah, you know, way back was a long time ago. George Bush I was the president. My God, that tells you how old I was. And I had friends. We were talking about doing loan guarantees in Israel to help Israel build housing. I think that was really interesting. That was one way that the United States helped Israel in its real estate market. Why would somebody in Israel want to come over and invest in U.S. real estate?
Well, it's very simple. You know, first of all, the U.S. is the U.S., right? It's a preferable market for investment. If you look at the other markets around the world, you know, our situation is not that good in other places. Israel has always had attraction to the U.S. This is one. Second, you know, our market, the local market, Israeli market, is fairly small, and the investment opportunities are very, very limited. Take these two into consideration, you know, makes the U.S. market a great place for investments for Israelis, as direct investment or through securities that will be traded on the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange.
So I know that there's a lot of folks that do real estate deals here in the United States. A lot of them raise equity. A lot of them are not. A lot of them do it through FINRA regulated stuff. You guys are FINRA compliant, right?
No, we are not.
We
shy away from that. We have enough to deal with our own legislators, and the Israeli Securities Authority, we don't do any raises in the U.S. The only thing that we do is raises in Israel, and therefore we don't need to be in compliance with Iranian.
Well, really good thing that you're also a lawyer. You can help me navigate all these questions. I appreciate that part as well. I mean, you know, I know that sometimes they can get quite technical and quite difficult.
Yeah.
So let's say that somebody's in the United States. They'd like to take advantage of capital raising in Israel. They'd like to raise some LP capital. They'd like to raise some senior debt. I think you said you could do that too. Help me figure out what the best borrower, investor, who's your client that should be, who's listening that should be calling you right now? Describe that group.
So it would be someone who's reputable, who has long experience in the asset class that he's active in, that he has a large portfolio of current assets, that he can show case studies of prior investment, and then you know it's really up to the to this person to decide what kind of route he wants to take. He wants to take his company to raise money through the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange, or that we could do unsecured corporate debt, something that is very similar to mezzanine loans here in the U.S., mm-hmm. but for significantly cheaper cost. And you could go to the institution and raise directly LP money.
So what's the delta between capital cost in the United States and similarly raised capital in Israel?
It could be as 50% between a mezzanine loan in the U.S. and the Israeli equivalent, the unsecured corporate bond.
Well, let me take a step back. You didn't say 50 basis points. You said 50%?
I did say 50%, yes.
Wow.
So companies, a few New York-based companies took advantage of that and went to Israel and to raise this sort of mezzanine for as low as 5%, and some of them even less than that.
Wow.
I don't think you can get a 5% mezzanine debt in the U.S.
No, I think people that are my friends are already trying to hit my website to find out how to get you. Guys, you owe me a commission. So what's the best transaction size? I mean, like a good mezzanine loan that you're going to get that 5%, 5 million, 10 million, got to be 20 million, as small as 3?
Actually, it's got to be a little bit higher than that, because we are going to the public, to a public offering, and, you know, cost associated with that are kind of high. Well, definitely less than it is in the U.S., but still kind of high.
Sure.
We advise companies not to do anything less for $50 million, 50.
So somebody's looking for a $50 million mezz slug. Let's make believe they're building a, let's say, a $200 million high-rise apartment project. Well, let's pick a location, South Florida.
Uh-huh.
So I've got an experienced developer. They're doing rental housing. The banks are quoting them 50% loan to value. They need about 70%. I can come to you and get the mezzanine. I guess I'm putting myself out of business with this question.
It's not that easy, and not obviously automatically, but yeah, definitely something that we could look into and see if we could get you the mezzanine for the cost that I've mentioned before.
Well, I think as soon as it starts to cool down, you need to come down here and do a couple of road shows. This is amazing stuff. Now, let's say that somebody wanted to do a different product type, because multifamily, that's kind of easy, vanilla stuff. Let's say somebody wants to build this is a great idea. Let's somebody say it's a company, they want to build an office building where they're going to house their corporate operations. Would you look at that as sort of like a corporate bond, or would you be a real estate asset-based lender? Look at me with the fancy question.
I think for a corporate bond for something like this would be a little bit more challenging, unless you have other properties that you could bring into the mix and with you could potentially pay out the bond. If you don't have additional assets to bring into the mix, I would advise you to try and find Israeli partner who could help you with financing this project, whether it's Israeli institution or perhaps Israeli developer that has an interest in the South Florida market.
So really, you don't only put together the capital. Sometimes you'll put together the entire business team.
Yeah, definitely. We have we serve many, most of, as I mentioned before, most of our clients are Israeli real estate companies. Many of them are looking for opportunities in the U.S. Many of them are smart enough to know that they cannot do deals but on their own, and they are looking for local partners. And we are very, very happy to help not just with the raise, but to build out a JV between U.S. companies and Israeli companies.
Well, can you stick with us and do another segment? Because I want to talk to you about how you arrange dates for different companies, but we're going to have to take a quick break. Can you stick with us?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, listen, I'm going to toss it over to Regan. He's going to play some music. Hopefully it's not dance music. Hopefully it's rock music this time. And then we'll be back with Tomer. He's going to tell us some great information that's going to help you make money around the corner. So thanks for sticking with us, Tomer. Regan, it's yours.